بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
There are a few things I want to share with you. The first thing is that when we sit in gatherings where Deen is being taught, classroom, in the masjid like we are here at the moment, then respect and adab is required. So what we will need to do is we need to sit in an orderly manner. We need to keep our gaze towards the speaker. We need to listen very attentively. We need to try and grasp as much as possible. And we should have a good behavior in any gathering where there is religious talk, religious lesson taking place. Similarly, whether any lesson is taking place or not, there are certain places where we need to be respectful. For example, the house of Allah, masjid where 5 times salat is performed. So even if there is no talk taking place, as soon as we enter, we either remain silent or we engage in doing something good. Dhikrullah or tilawat of the Quran or performing salat. Number 3, no deeni talk is taking place and we are neither in a place where salat is being performed, but we are sitting in the company of those who are regarded as our elders. For example, ulama, our parents, our relatives, uncles, aunts, our older brothers, there also we need to adopt adab and respect. So my children, if you very carefully look at these 3 points, then number 1, we are sitting in a gathering where deeni talk is taking place, so we need to be respectful. Number 2, we are sitting in a place where salat is performed, so again we need to be respectful. And number 3, we are sitting with people who are older than us, our elders, our parents. Alhamdulillah, many ulama are here. Maulana is here from Batli and he is a teacher of hadith, mashallah. So we need to be respectful. And listen very carefully to what I am about to say now. The more respectful you become, the more Allah will help you in your endeavors. And when Allah helps, you become successful. So the more respectful you become, the more successful you will become. And the less respectful you become, the less successful you will become. So I urge all of you to be respectful. Respectful in your class. Respectful in your class. Because in the class we have Quran, we have kitabs, respectable things. We have our teacher. Even in school we should be respectful. In the school, when the non-Muslim teacher comes to teach you, whether the teacher is Muslim or non-Muslim, he or she is our teacher. And teacher is a respectable person for us. So we need to respect the person. And the Muslim students, girls and boys both, should be so respectful in the class, even in the school, that the non-Muslim teacher leaves the class with this frame of mind, that the Muslims are very, very respectful people. Okay, so try to be as respectful as possible. Even when we talk to each other, when somebody is going and you want to call him for something and you don't know his name, one way of saying is, hey, and the other way of saying is, brother. So when you say, hey, that is not respectful. And when you say brother, that is respectful. So the more respect you will bring in your life, the more successful you will become. Now from amongst all the children who are sitting here, I'm going to ask you a question. Who likes to become successful? MashaAllah. Okay, now put your hand down. Is there anybody here who doesn't like to become successful? No hands raising? No one is raising the hand. Anybody who doesn't want to become successful? Alhamdulillah, this madrasa is very good because nobody is sleeping. Sometimes when a person is sleeping and he doesn't know what the question is, he will put his hand up. But it didn't happen here, Alhamdulillah. Everybody wants to become successful. And I am showing you today a method of becoming successful. And that is to become respectful. Respect your teachers, respect your parents, respect your older brothers, respect the masjid, respect the madrasa, respect the Kaaba, respect Masjid-e-Nabvi, respect the Quran, respect everything that requires respect. Respect the teacher in the school also. Okay? Will you all do this, inshallah? If you do this, then you will become successful. I want to mention three things altogether. This is number one, respect. Number two, second thing, all of you come regularly to the madrasa. Next year when I come, inshallah, here for the annual jalsa, Maulana should be in a position to say, Alhamdulillah, this year, every student of our madrasa has achieved full attendance. So next year, everybody will achieve full attendance, inshallah. Come to the madrasa daily, regularly, and come with happiness. Because those people who come to madrasa, Allah will grant them jannat in the hereafter. So come with happiness. Don't feel bored. Come in the madrasa with happiness. Learn. Learn and practice. And not only learn and practice, when you go home, whatever you have learned, you pass on to your siblings, your brothers, your sisters, your parents. Okay? So second, one thing is you have to be respectful in your life. Number two, come regularly to the madrasa, learn. Work very hard and learn. Try to understand everything that your teacher is teaching you. Learn, and with learning, practice also. If the teacher has taught us that before eating we should say, Bismillahi wa barakatillah, then only learning is not enough. Only cooking is not enough. If your mother cooks something very nice, very tasty, and nobody eats, no point. So just learning is like cooking, and not practicing is like not eating, because there will be no benefit. If you buy some apples, when I was very young like you, and when I used to go to school, the teacher taught us, an apple a day keep doctors away. So if you eat one apple every day, you will become healthy. But you buy apples, but you don't eat apples. No benefit. So you learn, but you don't practice. No benefit. So learn and practice. And if you learn and if you practice, you will benefit. And you will go in Jannat. Do you want to go in Jannat alone, or do you want your mother and father and brothers and sisters also to come in Jannat with you? Everybody. So what you are learning and practicing, you teach your parents and your brothers, sisters also, and make them practice also. So learn, come regularly every day, full attendance, learn, practice and pass on. LPP, learn, L, learn, P, practice, pass on, P, LPP. Two things taken in mind. Third thing is, that I want each of you to try and come to the masjid and perform as many salat as possible. Even if salat is not compulsory on you, you are very young and salat is not compulsory, so see how far you live from the masjid. If you are able to come for one salat, Alhamdulillah, come for one salat daily. If you are able to come for two salat, come for two salat. Three, four, five, five, Alhamdulillah. come for as many salat as possible. And when you come to the masjid, you behave in the masjid which we have already learned. So point number three is that you perform as many salat as possible, and with that, with many salat as possible, daily make a point of reciting the Kalimah Tayyiba 100 times. Find the tasbih like this. There are 100 beads. Or the the electronic one, what do you call it? Electronic tasbih, and say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So salat 100 times, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, 100 times short durud, short salat alam nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It won't take time. And 100 times asking Allah for forgiveness. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. So I'm giving you 3 homeworks. And next year I will ask what are the 3 homeworks I gave you. And if you are unable to answer, then I will know you haven't been practicing. Number one, be as respectful as possible. And this lesson is not only for the young children, it is for all of us, for me also. For me, the more respectful we become, the more attractive we will become. More attractive we will become. So, respectful. Number one, become respectful. Number two, come regularly to the madrasa, learn as much as possible, practice as much as possible, and pass on as much as possible. And number three, perform as many salat as possible from the 5 times salat. Upon us, 5 times salat is compulsory, so we shouldn't say perform as many as possible. But if we have become very, very lazy, and we are only performing salat Friday to Friday, then let us bring some progress. That okay, from now on, it will be Friday and Zohar every day. And then inshallah, after 1 month, 2 months, it will be Zohar and Asr every day. Let us make some progress. We try to make progress as far as worldly matters are concerned. That I have £1,000 in my bank, at the end of the year I should have £3,000. So let us try to send some currency of the year after also. So 5 times salat regularly. And everybody, not only the children, daily 100 times kalimah tayyiba, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And daily 100 times the short durud. Which is the short durud? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And asking Allah for forgiveness 100 times. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. MashaAllah. Very, very good children in this madrasa. Very respectful and very clever children also, because they have understood everything I said. And they were very attentive as well. And I hope that just as you were attentive in listening, you will do what I have said also, inshallah. Huh? So when the gathering disperses, make sure you don't make noise, because this is place which should be respected. And I'm very happy to be here at the end of the academic year. This work that is going on in all the masajid, the teaching, learning, teaching, learning, teaching, learning, it is a great achievement. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you is he who learns and who teaches the Quran. So mashallah, the teachers are teaching, your children are learning, and you are supporting your children learn, so you are also part of this activity. So all of us, alhamdulillah, have achieved a one full year of academic teaching and learning. Let us continue until we breathe our last. I would urge all the other brothers also, and is there a receiver, transmitting system, sisters also, that just as you are sending your children regularly to the maktab, to the madrasa, evening madrasa to learn, please you also learn. You also learn by reading books written by reliable ulama, and you also learn by coming in the programs that are arranged for the adults. And the sisters should listen at home through the transmitting system. After the salat, they have this darsi Quran, darsi hadith, the bayan on Friday before Juma. Sometimes maybe some programs in Urdu, some programs in English. Those who are acquainted to Urdu benefit from the Urdu programs. Those who are acquainted to English benefit from the English program. Let us all work together in learning the beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in practicing what we learn, and in passing on to others what we learn. The more we learn, the more we practice, the more the non-Muslims will be able to appreciate our beautiful deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant immense barakah in this organization, in this institute. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah in the ulum and in the ilm and in the knowledge, in the sincerity and in the efforts of the ulama, of the management committee, and the efforts of all the brothers who are coming here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all long life with safety, with afiyat, with good amal. And maybe before we depart from this world, see a very grand mosque here with a very large madrasa, and which is very actively imparting the knowledge of our beautiful deen to the people, and will become a means of hidayah spreading throughout, not only the city, not only the country, but throughout the world, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ما شاء الله, five boys will be embarking on the trip to memorize the Quran. Four boys are starting the memorization of the Quran. It's a very happy occasion for all of us, for this madrasa, for the teachers, and also for the parents, and for all of us. So inshallah, we will begin their hifz today. Okay, beta, you recite with me. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Ar-Rahmanir rahim.
مالك يوم الدين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. هدى للمتقين. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, والعاقبة للمتقين, والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك, يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا. اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا, اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. Have mercy upon us. O أرحم الراحمين, forgive our sins. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our families. Forgive the sins of our dear and near ones. O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. Forgive our major sins. Forgive our minor sins. O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to learn and to practice and to pass on. O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, grant us barakah in our ilm. Grant us barakah in our amal. And grant us barakah in our propagation. Oh, Arhamur Rahimeen. For as long as you keep us in this world, keep us on deen. Oh, Arhamur Rahimeen. When you take us from this world, take us with iman. Oh, Arhamur Rahimeen. When you take us from this world, take us whilst you are happy with us. Oh, Arhamur Rahimeen. Grant us husne khatima. Oh, Arhamur Rahimeen. Grant us your love. Grant us the love for your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, Arhamur Rahimeen. Save us from the punishment of the grave. Save us from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. Grant us our book of deeds in our right hands. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, and the Salihin. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to differentiate between right and wrong. And O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to follow what is right, and grant us the tawfiq to abstain from what is wrong. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become pleased with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant immense barakah in this institute. Grant immense barakah in the ilm and the efforts of the ulama, of the teachers, of the management committee. Grant immense barakah in every student and every Muslim of this institute. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us all barakat and the goodnesses of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, whatever good your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us. And whatever evil your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge from, grant us refuge from it. Rabbana آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم